This is The Spotlight, where we profile Namibia's biggest movers and shakers, brought to you by Namdeb, mining for good.
My name's Angie Scholes, and I'm joined by NIDA CEO, Mr. Richwell Lukonga. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much, Angie, for reaching out to me.
To start off, please tell us, who is Richwell? Where do you come from? Tell us a bit more about yourself.
Thank you very much, Angie. Richwell is a Namibian, raised in Namibia, in the Zambezi region. I went to primary school and secondary school in the Zambezi region, in the rural areas. I studied my primary school at Ngoma and then went to Iseke, completed my grade 10, and then went to Mafila again in Ngoma, completed my grade 12. I often regard myself as a teacher by profession because I started my career as a teacher. I went to teacher's college, and then day after, joined the teaching profession for a period of 4 years. I was then promoted into acting school principal. Within a period of 4 years that I joined the teaching profession, I was in that role for a few years, and then I left. I went to the Netherlands. When I joined my teaching profession, I started studying. Because I saw that that was the beginning of my career. Even though my father never wanted me to become a teacher, he wanted me to become a lawyer. He thought I'll be a good lawyer. I left. I studied through the University of Johannesburg, studied with Trans-Africans University, the University of Johannesburg. And then I proceeded to the Netherlands, where I got a scholarship. I went to do my Master's of Science there in the Netherlands for about almost close to 2 years. And then I came back, went back to teaching. And within a year, I left teaching as well and then joined the training authority as a manager for councils and industry department. I was the first employee in that department. So that began my career in the corporate area. Setting up the department from nothing. And then a year later, I was then promoted into a role of acting general manager. When I ask it as to why I was promoted, being the fact that I was new in the organization, I was simply there for a period of a year. I think the CEO's then was, you performed quite well among others, so we feel like you can play a role in that. Yeah. So I went into the role of a general manager, acting general manager operations. Again, it was the beginning of the training authority, NTA. So I was basically involved in setting up the whole organization, setting up the training authority, also be part of the development of policies, structuring the organization, creating strategies, creating structures. And also making sure that the organization is quite known, including setting up, I was involved in the setting up of the training fund as well, with my colleagues there. When I joined as an acting general manager operations, I had only 4,500 trainees or students into the system. When I left in 2021 to go to the investment board, I had over 38,000 students into the system. Yeah, so it was quite a very good growth. And then I became a general manager, and then I became the chief operation officer for the training authority until 2021, when I took over another role as well, transiting from a chief operation officer of the training authority to the investment board. Again, setting up the investment board, I was involved in the setting up, putting structures together, putting policies and just operational governance at the investment board. And then last year, I was then asked to come to NIDA, Industrial Development Agency, a very critical organization as well, as interim CEO. Again, here I've been involved in setting up again the organization, putting structures together, ensuring governance is in place, ensuring the strategy is in place, and also ensuring that all aspect related to ensuring that the organization is able to operate at a required level is in place. So that's basically who I am. I'm a father of three kids, a very lovely boy and two girls. And so that's I like taking new challenges, open call. You know, I know setting up things, like creating things. And yeah, so that's really who I am and my contribution to this country.
What inspired you to work in the field of industrial and economic development?
Well, thank you very much, Angie. You know, I've been in the, when I was in the training authority or in the training area, I always saw it not only as training. I think I've written some papers and strategies in which I saw that, training is a critical enabler to economic development, in which as a skill is a critical enabler to economic development. And I'd always linked training or skills development to economic development to say you cannot develop a country without having skills. If you look at other countries, developed countries like Germany, Korea, and all other countries, they prioritize skills. And therefore, a transition from then to the areas of investment and industrializations, it's not a big transition because it speaks to exactly aspects related to building an industrialized nation. And I think for me, that is a very good call because I believe that we cannot become a developed country if we do not industrialize the country. And therefore, there are a lot of opportunity 30 years or 35 years down the line. It's quite a long time that we should have developed industrial infrastructure into the country. We should be able to set up manufacturing into the country. We should be having a prosperous agriculture into the country. We should be having, and not only for to feed ourselves or not only for our own consumption, but, if you look at Namibia is a very well-positioned country. We are a gateway to other African countries. And therefore, if we are able to industrialize ourselves, we should be able to feed the other African markets as well. Yeah, so what really inspired me to wait or to come into this area is the fact that it has got a very very critical aspects of development. You will not create jobs if you do not industrialize the country. You will not create economic growth if you do not industrialize the country. And more so, the fact that coming in this role also helps to make sure that we have what we call inclusive industrialization. That means industrialization that can, or development that can reach all other sectors of our country, including the rural areas. And therefore, being in this role actually positioned the organization quite well, that we are able to drive inclusive industrialization.
What has been your top three wins in your career?
My top three wins in my career is, I would say that one of the things that I'm quite proud of is when I was appointed acting general manager of operations at the training authority. Like I said, by that time, I found only 4,500 students into the system. When I left the system, there were around 38,000 students, developed the TVET sector. Expansion sector. I'm quite proud that I'm able to see vocational training centers being opened in various regions. All those, I developed them from a concept, starting with a concept, pre-feasibility study, feasibility study, and a strategy of implementation. So that is quite a very good one. Also, we set up the training levy. It's quite a very good one. So that's That is top priority. And then when I went to the investment board, again, setting up the investment board to the level where it is today, again, starting from scratch to the level where it is today, it's also a very top priority in my career. And then when I joined NIDA as well, I think also quite a very high priority in my career, because then we're able to, you know, NIDA is a distressed company, or was a distressed company, or so to say. But I can see a lot of turnaround plans. We have developed our turnaround strategies. We can already see results in our turnaround strategies. We can already see stakeholders beginning to recognize the value of the organization. We can already see investors wanting to partner with us. And so on. So that is quite a very good exercise. A very good areas that one would be proud of.
Yeah. But
that's not enough for me. What is enough for me is basically to see the impact in terms of job creation, in terms of import substitution, in terms of industrial infrastructure, in terms of manufacturing, in terms of setting up special economic zones, in terms of value additions. You know, so that for me would be the highest point that I would want to see. That this organization should be able to drive.
Mm. Then maybe I could ask you, what have been the toughest lessons you've learned thus far in your career?
The toughest lessons that I've learned is obviously is setting up organization from the beginning was not an easy process, but I think when I went to the training authority, to NIPDB, we were able to do that quite fast. One thing that I'm also proud of is the fact that running an organization without resources is also quite tough exercise. However, with the knowledge and skills that I have in terms of resource mobilization, that has also helped me. And integrating employees is quite tough. It's one assignment I did at the training authority, integrating employees from the Ministry of Education then to NTA. I did the same exercise at the investment board. Again, I'm doing the same exercise now at NIDA. So it's not an easy process because you got to look at all avenues. Yeah, so those are some of the critical tough lessons, but look, it has to be done. Somebody has to do it.
Yeah. Rachel, maybe you could tell us, what legacy would you want to be remembered for?
I want to be remembered as the person who had made a contribution to the country. In every areas that I have worked on, I want to be remembered as somebody who has really made a contribution, somebody who has really made an impact. I get frustrated when I don't see results. I'm an impact-oriented person. If I don't see results, I'm not a person who would want to do things over and over. I want to see results. I want to see jobs created. I want to see people having good life because of something that I've contributed to. I want to see development. I want to see reduce the unemployment. I feel proud when I drive around and I see some of the infrastructure that I've contributed to conceptualize and also to implement. I think it makes me proud. And therefore, that is a legacy that I want to give. I want to leave the legacy of hard work, the legacy of service to the nation, the legacy of, contributing, and the legacy of impact. So that's what I would want to see.
Ritual, thank you so much. It was lovely talking to you and also getting to know you better as a CEO of NIDA.
Thank you very much, Angie. I really appreciate and all the best.
That was The Spotlight, where we profile Namibia's biggest movers and shakers, brought to you by NAMDIB, Mining for Good.